there, you're listening to Film Companion Retake with me, Anupama Chopra and Rahul Desai, where we revisit a film from the past. Hey everyone, thank you for joining us again on FC Retake, in which Rahul Desai and I, Anupama Chopra, we sit and sort of go back to earlier films and do a retake on our earlier take and look at whether things have changed, not changed. Today we're talking about one of my favorite films, Meri Pyari Bindu.
Bindu, ek aisi dhun ki tarah thi jise aap ek baar sun le, zindagi bhar peecha nahi chhodti aapka.
Which actually, Rahul, is a film I loved even back then. What was your first response?
My first response was not as strong as yours. I actually noticed you were one of the first to really, really like the film.
Yeah.
And again, it was a Friday morning film. And, you know, so obviously we didn't get enough time to really gather our thoughts about it. But I had a good feeling about the film. Like, I mean, I'll be honest, when I watched the film, as with most films, you kind of relate the film to something you're going through in life. So at that particular point, I was going through something which was difficult personally. So obviously, when Meri Pyari Bindu came, I was like, okay, you know, it's speaking to me.
Yeah.
So there are two ways then, you know, either you really get immersed in the film or you expect the film to even speak to you more because you're going through the same thing that the hero is going through. So I think that sort of colored my view but most people, you know, escape. Most people use cinema as an escape. I try to find myself in these films most of the time. And that's why I like Retake, you know, because it gives us the opportunity to acknowledge how we are changing.
Correct.
Since then.
Correct.
It's not our opinions changing. I realized there was a joke after the Jagga Jaws, after this, after Love Aajkal.
That of course. It was a running joke that you and me in
that
a few years
going to
will
do
be
a
sitting
retake.
Down and doing a retake.
It was funny, but it's also not the point of the show. I feel like, you know, it's actually to acknowledge our own changing, and if you ask many filmmakers, they would love to remake a lot of their previous films too.
Yeah.
And they would do a lot of things differently. So everyone has their limitation, and this is just acknowledging that, you know, we can actually. And Meri Pyari Bindu, I remember writing something then that because I'm at this particular stage, I really like this film, but it may change down the line. But I'm glad to report that I still very much
did. You still like it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's aged nicely, hasn't it? Not that it's so old. I mean, it was only 2017.
Yeah, it's only a couple of years ago, I think. But it has some very valid, pertinent points, and I think it was a very personal film. Like the director who's a first-time director, Akshay Roy. I think first of all, it takes great courage to come into a Yash Raj setup and sort of make a very personal film like that, and still retain what you want to say at the core of your film. Still try to tell people that, you know, I've been through stuff. That's why I know what I'm talking about. I am from Calcutta, so I know what I'm talking about. So I'm combining both. It's not easy to do that in, you know, big budget setups, and I think they don't get enough credit for that. At least the new directors.
Yeah.
What about you?
You know, I found it. Then and now, again, when I saw it again, very aching. You know, it's filled with sort of regrets. It's filled with things not said.
प्यार करना बहुत लोग सिखाते हैं, पर अफसोस उस प्यार को भुलाते कैसे? ये साला कोई नहीं सिखाता.
It's filled with emotions that we all feel, and yet what I loved and I appreciated even more this time was how he's not, you know, Akshay and the writer Suprateem, they're not ending it in a depressing he's a bitter you know, person who never got the love of his life. I mean, that dance in the rain at the end of the film
was very nice.
It was just lovely. It was like a celebration of life.
Exactly.
So no matter what happens, you know, you don't end up with the person you love, and there is great ache and regret on, I think, for both of them. You know, I think she regrets that as much as he did. And yet there is so much to celebrate in life. I found that very very nice and very hopeful, and not in a cheesy sab theek hi hoga type of way. You know,
and I like that even in the end he says, you know, she's still going to be mine. I'm still going to love her the same way. Nothing's going to change.
Right.
And I believe a lot of that is down to him being a writer in the film. Also.
Correct. But a writer of Chudail Ki Choli.
Who is trying to write a love story, then, finally.
This is true. This is, I loved the fact that he writes pulpy Hindi novels.
It's a new thing.
It's a new thing. And then that guy, the publisher, tells him ki Gulzar banne ki koshish mat karo. Style mein ghusne ki koshish mat karo.
I can pretty much envision the director himself going through this when he met producers, trying to pitch the story, saying ke thoda sex dalo, thoda masala dalo. He must have gone through the same thing. So I like how he reframed that in context of a writer. I mean, when I was watching it again, few things were a little jarring for me, in the sense I love that he's a writer. I love that that's the choice of profession, because that gives him the chance to be a narrator and tell the biopic of a woman through his eyes.
Yeah.
For me, that was the film.
Bindu ki ek purani aadat thi. Har cheez aadhi adhuri chhod deti. Film, kitab, hobby, Bhagwan ka ishara tha shayad mere liye. Par mujhe kahan fursat thi Bindu se ki ishare dekho.
It was a biopic of a manic pixie, which is a much used template in Hindi cinema. But it was through the eyes of the one person who can actually tell a story, because those particular characters like her cannot tell their own story.
Correct.
They don't know what they are doing most of the time.
Correct.
She keeps saying through the film, I don't know what I want, but I know what I don't need, which is actually a good point, because that's a very self-aware sort of character who knows that if the camera is only on her without anyone narrating her story, she'll do a terrible job.
Correct.
You get a writer who was in love with her. I just didn't like that, you know, there were no prior hints of him ever wanting to be a writer in the beginning, you know, in the flashbacks when they recall the school days and the college days.
Yeah.
It was not like he was...
They didn't seed it at all.
It was not like he was, you know, actually giving running commentary to how she was sort of behaving. And except for his sensitivity, nothing really told us that he was going to be a writer.
Yeah.
I just felt like being a writer made the film much better. So he suddenly, after the breakup, turned into a writer, because that is a cliche most of the time.
Correct.
But sometimes you need to have the passion for what you want
before,
to do later.
Yeah.
That was the only thing.
For me, you know, what I also loved was the use of music. The fact that music was another character in the film, the way they used it, like, throughout, and you know, there's this lovely line which I've written down when he says he says about her, you know, of course there's that whole Mere Sapno Ki Rani sequence in Goa, right? And then they're alluding to Chitrahar, and Kabhi Kabhi is playing, and then he says, Bindu's dhun ki tarah thi, wo dhun jo aap ek baar sun le, umr bhar aapka peecha nahi chhodti. Which
that
is
was a great
so
line.
Lovely.
It was a lovely line, and that's exactly the line even I was noting, because she's a singer in the film. She's an aspiring singer, at least that phase of her life is.
Right.
To describe her like that, and to describe every such character in cinema like that, is a very good, very appropriate description. Because, you know, you don't remember the lyrics most of the time, you'll remember the tune.
Yeah.
Which is a lovely thing. And I, it's interesting you mentioned the music, because I love the music that was directly related to them, like to her as an artist in the film. Like the last song, In the Rain, of course, that she sung
Mana
herself.
Kiyam,
that was lovely. And that is where you can sense the characters are scoring their own film, because they think musically. I didn't like the very Yash Raj template of having an introduction song in the flashback of both of them being these very contrasting college kids. That was like a setup song, and you could almost imagine that, like, thoda compromise kar do so that I can, you know, later get into what I really want to feel. That, and then the whole montage of them after they get together, after they finally start dating.
Bhatakte sambhalte chalte chalte hum dosti aur pyar ki LOC tak pahunchi gaye the.
The whole montage, there was a song over that, I don't remember what it was, but again, those were little that's a different kind of music. That is album music.
Right.
But the character music was really the ones you
the playlist even
pertain
they
to. The playlist
and,
they
yeah,
make.
Yeah.
The Bollywood, the
correct.
Filmy stuff they do.
Correct.
And
correct.
Every year is also like there's a Big Boss reference in 2005.
Yeah.
You know which year it is according to the film they're mentioning.
I mean, those friends and that family were so nicely etched. You know, just lovely, lovely little moments that each one of them has, so that they're not just cardboard.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, the whole, of course, the whole bubla and you know, bubble wrap and those kind of things. I'll tell you what didn't sit right with me then and even now was I felt like Bindu just had this kind of sheen of glamour, which just for me became such a stumbling block and was so unnecessary, because Pariniti is a really good actor. You know, she didn't need to look as Yashraj as that.
I know what you mean.
You know?
That's exactly the problem I had back then. And yeah, I mean, the film is titled after her. It's, as I said, for me, it is actually her story told through someone else's eyes. So I was a little miffed that, you know, the performance didn't feel right, or the character and the performance didn't match.
Yeah.
She may have misunderstood the essence of the character. But I also justified it in my head. I mean, that's again a writer thing to do, but I justified it in my head is that that is maybe because if you think about it throughout the film, we are only seeing her through
his
in
eyes.
A flashback.
Mm.
Right. Mm. He's writing about her. His new novel is going to be about her. So this is his interpretation of her
of
throughout
her.
The film.
Right.
Because
so maybe he sees her.
He is such
that
a sadhu and he is like this frustrated, you know, Bengali guy who doesn't really know what to want to do in life except have this perfect love story and live a middle class life.
Mm.
And then suddenly when he becomes a writer, he's like, why don't I just reimagine her the way I wanted to remember her? She may have actually not been like that, is what I tell myself. Of course, then, I mean, there are various interpretations, intellectualizing it is fun. But but I genuinely feel that that was the reason they even chose Pariniti, because she has this, she was going through the phase of this whole glamorous.
Of course, she had come back
makeover.
Looking very,
yeah,
And
she wasn't the same as her debut films. And I guess they must have noticed that maybe this is the kind of sort of almost vacant character you need, who doesn't know what she is doing herself, but the writer can read her.
Right.
So the writer wants to see her, because he even plays footage of her and where she's doing these very filmy
Correct.
Shots, her
Correct.
Hair is flying,
yeah,
you know, she's looking back into the camera. That's a very filmy interpretation. Mm. So he's watched a lot of films. We know they are Bollywood characters.
Yeah.
They love Bollywood.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So that was my
So you for me it became a real stumbling block.
It
because
did.
You know, it was such a wonderfully etched milieu and the colors were so rich, and Tushar Kanti is, you know, cinematography is just so beautiful.
It is, it is.
You know, and then that whole that singing track, and when she's, you know, she's like that very hip, cool
Correct.
Singer, and yeah. I was like, okay, this just doesn't fit for me. And for me it became a real stumbling block until they went back to, you know, to the whole family, to the friends,
yeah.
to that kind
Correct.
Of
it
setup.
Correct. It felt a little heightened, but again, he was writing his book, and even if you notice, he gave the book a happy ending, which was an absolutely rubbish ending. But that's how that would have sold. He said that.
Right.
Happy
right.
ending sell.
Big thing.
And he
yeah.
just ran to her after, you know, thinking of jumping from the terrace is how the film started.
Correct.
And he just ran to her saying, "I want you back." Which is basically as unrealistic as it gets. So even a character till we see her in a sari as a mother, married, settled down in the end. Till then, in the entire flashback, it was very distracting. In the moment, I found it to be a stumbling block like you did. But when I think about
it,
I made my peace with it. And when I think about it, I might have more or less, if I was a writer, I might have more or less
done
do
the
same thing. You reflect what you want to see. You,
right.
know, you don't reflect the reality. Because then he would have started to see flaws and how ruthless she is and how heartless she is to
selfish.
Just leave.
She's just plain selfish.
Selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
these characters aren't easy to... these characters aren't easy to make be made aspirational. You know,
yeah.
they are also a cautionary tale.
Correct.
He says that everyone had told me to be stay away from her.
Yeah, she's afat, na?
Yeah.
He describes her
and,
as
afat. And that's how even films have described her for like forever.
Correct.
And
yeah.
so he painted her in a way that, you know, makes us also want to see her a little more, I guess.
Hmm. Why do you think it didn't work?
I actually didn't know it didn't work for the longest time. Till someone told me that, are Ayushman ka
clued in person.
box office collections as soon as those things start coming up, my mind switches off.
Huh.
I'm like, I don't care.
Huh.
But yeah, till someone told me that, oh, that's the only Ayushman film that hasn't worked in a very long time. I'm like, really? you mean his other films were?
Chali nahi.
Yeah, I was like, and
but
also
why?
One of the rare films where Ayushman was in the social, like he wasn't.
Absolutely.
Didn't have a.
Correct. He didn't have a message to impart.
To
he was
impart,
just being.
Except just being, you know, a lover of like great frustration. But I don't know. I have no idea. In fact, like, I thought this movie is just made for. I guess it could have been so many things. The music was also good, so I
it
thought that's
lovely.
Actually a selling
yeah,
block. But
yeah.
I mean, if I knew how the audiences think, I wouldn't like.
But do you think it was too old school in some ways? Because the conflicts were very now, you know. In fact, that's the same conflict you would see in a Love Aajkal.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, this whole thing of a woman who doesn't know her mind and isn't.
But
you know,
then neither does a Love Aajkal work, and then.
So I had some people tell me that it was boring, which I didn't connect with at all, because I was emotionally very invested, you know, and I thought visually it was so lovely and the textures of Calcutta were so nicely lived in, you know. It didn't feel like somebody piloted in just to give us a Cal film. It felt...
Exactly. And you know? I've never been to Calcutta. So for me, it was actually along with I've rarely seen films from the region, but it actually took me to the particular locality in Calcutta, in North Calcutta, and you know, the characters, I mean, Pico did it very well, but again, they were based in CR Park in Delhi. So, I don't know, it could have been old school for a lot of people. And when people say it's boring, you know, again, I make peace with the fact that I think we saw things that, you know, resonated with us in a certain way. And I think we wanted to invest in the film a little more, because I couldn't dismiss a film like this straight away. If a film doesn't interest me in the first half an hour, I do tend to, like, my attention span lags and my level of engagement with the film drops. But this film was very interesting, maybe because from the first frame I knew he was a writer. Mm. I'm like, oh, a writer story, this will be interesting. Let's see how this pans out.
You were already in it.
I was already in it. You just make a film about an artist and I'm already in it. I'm very fascinated by how they think. How directors think they think. Mm. So, you know, it's basic, because it's so autobiographical in a way. It can be honest, it can be dishonest. It's so easy to be dishonest when you are working with a big production house. But it wasn't. Like, for me, it really worked in whether you call it old school, I thought it was pretty modern too.
It was very modern. Yeah. The conflict, you know, the surrounding may have felt a little old school.
Which was fun, but the Calcutta is old school.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. But the conflict I found, and her being sort of unable to tell.
Yeah, like there
what
is no
wants.
Conflict technically.
Correct. There the wasn't. Even the conflict. Parents were saying ki karo
parents shade. Were saying, yeah. The parents weren't a roadblock.
Yeah.
There was a happy ending like half an hour before the film where he actually instrumentates the reunion of her and her father.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And any film might have ended there, saying, you know, this is even the father starts liking him.
Yeah.
The neighbor who he never liked ever.
Yeah.
Of course, but then, and then despite that, the film went on, because suddenly she felt like, you know, I failed at what I wanted to do. I never complete what I want to do. And I found it very poetic that both characters, he was aspiring to middle class dreams of wanting to stay with her in Matunga and have like a dog. And
do bache honge.
Yeah, do bache honge. Yeah. And very nice, specific dream.
Correct.
And she wanted to actually be a star and on stage and people chanting her name. In the end, the tables turned, because, and that too after she broke his heart, he realized that he was actually ambitious and she realized that she was actually him.
Yeah.
She wanted the middle class dream.
Correct. And she said once she had a daughter, ki pehli baar maine kuch theek se kiya.
And she's done. She's actually good at something.
Yeah.
Which actually redeemed the character to a great extent.
Absolutely.
Because they make those characters very negative.
Yeah.
And very... they make the hero, they tend to canonize the hero, saying dil toot gaya and all, but they actually gave her a reason to exist in that film.
Yeah.
And I found that very nice. I don't see how any other way the film would have ended. I also loved how much the film was inspired by one of my favorite films, Great Expectations, in Alfonso Cuarón made a version of it in 98, I think, with Gwyneth Paltrow and Ethan Hawke.
Right.
That is the most visual film of my life. I still get dreams about it. I know the music. I know that visual texture of that film. He's based her character exactly on Estella in that film. The kid, especially when they're kids, the way she opens the gate.
Right.
And I was like, I know exactly where he's coming from. And I feel like he's thinking like me. And if you see that in a film, that's pretty much all it takes sometimes. You can't justify it. You're a film critic. You'll be like, the music is this, your direction. But in the end, you have to admit that this is what you saw in the film. You saw yourself. So you just liked it.
Yeah. And I really, really liked Ayushman's performance.
Mm.
I thought he was...
One of his best performances.
Yeah, it's one of his best. He
that
so
and Andhadhun,
nice.
And as it turns out, both are not social message films. I actually thought he challenged himself in this film. He wasn't that... guy who just has this hot temper at the top of a hat and wants to change something or someone.
Right.
In the end, he was at the mercy of a character who was like that.
Yeah.
which is quite something. I very much liked his performance. That's why I think we also found Parineeti's performance to be a slightly inferior version of what the character needed, because I think he was good. All the characters surrounding them were very good. The parents were, of course, they are seasoned Bengali actors as I learned.
Yeah.
But even his friends, all of them were good. They all stand-up comics, one of them, but I think they fit in well. The casting was good.
Yeah, it was wonderfully done. Let me quickly, is there anything else in your notes?
I'm actually reacting to you right now.
So the other thing that I really loved was that bit where he says, Barish mein cutting chai se achhi Rishikesh Mukherjee ke Anand ke aakhri 10 minutes se zyada heartbreaking. Right. Those
are very...
Lovely
anecdotes. And I like that. I like films that do that.
Yeah.
They relate. They use the language of cinema to make us understand what it feels like.
Yeah.
Emily did that. It's one of my favorite films. This does it.
Yeah.
Very specific anecdote.
Very specific. It's very specific. So I'm hoping that you all will see this and give Meri Pyari Bindu another chance. But before we go, thank you all for all the great comments. So Rahul, you start.
We have some comments.
Yes, we do.
Tarun Runwal says, for someone who has difficulties expressing himself, Rahul Desai has a lot to say. That's the perpetual conflict of my life. I mean,
to be quiet or to speak.
To wanting to express myself, but you know, not knowing how to, which is why I write. I don't like speaking too much, but yeah, when you talk about films and films that actually tell you how you've changed, and we are not giving a second chance to the film, we're giving a second chance to us in a way.
Right.
So I like that, and it helps me express myself better, and it gives me more to say rather than just discuss the Friday's film.
Like
it gives me something, and which is nice, which is actually a compliment, I feel.
Okay, Siddhant Goel said, keeping the trend, can you guys do Rocket Singh? I think that's the most underrated film of the previous decade. Listen, Siddhant, we would love to do Rocket Singh. The only reason we're not doing Rocket Singh and a bunch of others is because we just realized it's going to become a
Ranbir Kapoor.
Yeah, it's going to become a Ranbir Kapoor film festival.
Absolutely.
We're trying to be judicious about the Ranbirs.
At some point it may come when we are like 5 films down and no Ranbir Kapoor.
Correct.
Sudden we'll... But Rocket Singh is a very good choice.
It is.
And
it is.
I mean, it's actually one of the best Hindi films I've seen in the last 20 years. It's one of my favorites. And I do agree it did not get any kind of attention or love back then.
Yeah.
We will do it soon.
Coming.
But we need to balance it out.
Yes. Okay, you take one now.
Thank you for doing this. I love this film. It was a leap of faith that Anurag Basu took. This is Jagga Jasus.
Of course.
I have recommended this film to everyone I know. Sad that it didn't work, but thanks Film Companion for discussing this film.
Nice.
That's sweet. I mean, and it was surprising to see how many Jagga Jasus fans there were.
Yeah.
It's very easy to dismiss that film. So I thought, you know, maybe they'll be a little embarrassed to admit they love the film, but so many of them.
Yeah, so many really, and again, passionate.
Passionate.
You know, it's not like it's a teak.
Yeah.
Because here's another one. Steve Chata says, at first I was like, why are we talking about Jagga Jasus? And 2 minutes into the analysis, I was like, oh, yes, yes, yes. It sounds like Steve's having sex. we need to talk about Jagga Jasus. Yes. Nice job. Informative.
Insightful.
Yeah. Which is great.
And that's actually the goal of this show, I feel like. This, to make them 2 minutes into the analysis feel like, oh, it's worth doing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, honestly, like, it's easy to talk about films from the past, but there has to be a peg to it, and there has to be an honesty about it. And I like that they are noticing that too.
And take one last one, Rahul.
Akbar Khalid, these revisits are pretty good. Not gonna lie, means NGL, I've just learnt. I'm coming alone for the journey. Along for the journey.
I'm coming along for
absolutely.
The journey.
Absolutely, come along with the journey. And if you ever feel like we are falling down, let us know.
Correct. Yeah. Please stay with us for this journey. Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.